25. Right now, the air is calm. Barometer is at 3018, up slightly. No precipitation today. We're getting a little bit of sunshine now and some blue in the skies. It is 46 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. Also sponsored today by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jury deliberations are set to kick off this morning in Donald Trump's criminal trial. ABC's Lindsay Tuckman is outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan with more.
The jurors were dismissed around 8 p.m. last night after hearing a marathon day of closing arguments that were presented before them. Judge Juan Merchan said multiple times he would have been willing to cut it off if it looked like he was losing the jury, but they stayed alert for the most part.
500,000 power customers in Texas are still without lights or air conditioning. Storms battering the region for days. Crews are on the scene. President Biden and Vice President Harris will hold a rally in Pennsylvania today, launching a new initiative aimed at attracting black voters. Beginning today, Major League Baseball will include Negro League players in its official MLB stats. More Israeli shelling and airstrikes in the southern Gaza city of Rafah overnight. It's happening in the same area where strikes triggered deadly fire days earlier at a camp for displaced Palestinians. This is ABC News. As police in Los Angeles look for suspects in the murder of actor Johnny Wachter, his killing is shining a new light on catalytic converter thefts. Crooks were stealing one from Wachter's car when he was shot and killed.
In 2022, more than 64,000 were stolen, with California seeing the most thefts. Wachter drove a Toyota Prius, one of the five vehicles most targeted by catalytic converter thieves. The others include the Ford F-150, Ford Explorer, Honda Accord, and Honda CR-V.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. A mystery outside Houston.
That's the first time I've heard this happening down here. It's a little scary.
Angela DeRouse, who was fishing near a spot where police say an alligator was found with human remains in its jaws. Police say the victim had been missing for several days. And in Washington State, a 19-year-old has survived a 400-foot fall into a canyon west of Seattle. Rescue crews had to rig a pulley system to get him out. Suffered just minor injuries. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
A look at sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Yesterday in WIAA Girls Tournament Softball, Hillsboro ended the year for Ithaca 6-1. It was also a win last night for Barneveld 9-3 over Judah Albany in Division 5. Cuba City edged Riverdale, Fenimore, that is, 2-0 last night. Cuba City advances in the tournament. There were several games that were not played last night because of wet grounds. Broadhead was a winner, 3-1 over Poinette, and Adams Friendship ended the year for River Valley by a score of 5-2 in Division 3. Division 2 action, West Salem over Portage, 4-0, and Mount Hora beat the Dells 20-3. In baseball action last night from Division 4, Riverdale got the win in a game that was pushed back to 6 o'clock last night because of wet grounds. Riverdale 5-1 over Iowa Grant. Barneveld, a 7-1 winner against Highland, and River Ridge ended the year for Belmont as well. That final was 4-2. The Cashton Eagles defeated Ithaca by a score of 7-4 as the 8th seed knocked off the number 1 in the sectional seed. It was DeSoto ending the year for Weston last night, 5-3, and Seneca 11-2 over Waseca Steuben. Royal 6-0 over Brookwood as well. Several games rescheduled for today. And that includes the Richland Center game in Division 2. The Hornets and Mount Horeb will play today at 5 o'clock. In Division 3, Aquinas got the win against Fenimore 5-2. Prairie du Chien 7-3 over Westby. And Mineral Point 5-3 winners against Darlington. Mike Tauchman hit a go-ahead single in Chicago's 5-run 10th inning that appeared to bounce off Trevor Miguel's throwing elbow. The Cubs stopped a 5-game skid by beating the Brewers 6-3. Ben Brown struck out a career-high 10 in 7 hitless innings, continuing the Brewers' season-long futility against Cubs starting pitchers. The Brewers got their first hit on Sal Frelick's one-out single in the 8th inning. Elsewhere in baseball, Dodgers 5-2 over the Mets, St. Louis 7-1 winners against Cincinnati, Atlanta 2, Washington nothing, the Dodgers 3, Mets nothing, San Diego 4-0 over Miami, and San Francisco a winner against Philadelphia 1-0. In the American League, Boston 8, Baltimore 3, Oakland 3-0 over Tampa Bay, Minnesota 4 and Kansas City 2, Toronto 7-2 over the White Sox, Seattle beat Houston 4-2, Angels 4, Yankees 3. Interleague play, Texas 4-2 over Arizona, Cleveland 13, Colorado 7, Pittsburgh at Detroit was postponed. In basketball action last night, Karl-Anthony Towns scored 20 of his 25 points in the second half, and the Minnesota Timberwolves held off the Dallas Mavericks 105-100 to avoid a sweep in the Western Conference Finals. And Florida won in overtime over the New York Rangers 3-2 in the NHL playoffs.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
In America, about 1 in 5 adults will have to manage mental illness during their lifetime. Even those who do not experience mental illness personally are likely to know someone who does and to become part of their support network. Whether you are struggling with mental health or lending a hand, remember that you are not alone. Contact your support networks or call or text 988 to connect to confidential support resources. At the Richland Hospital and Clinic, we're here to help you stay on top of your health.
As we set out the stage for today, north winds at 3 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear and cool tonight and a low of 44. Thursday, blue sunny skies and comfortable conditions, a high of 73. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low of 47. Friday, partly sunny, a 40% chance of showers later at night and a high of 76. 76 Saturday, areas of rain likely through midday with some patches of sunshine. And Sunday, partly sunny and warmer conditions. It looks like 79 on Sunday for a high. Right now, WRCO Studios, after a midnight reading of 53, some nice sunshine. It's a fresh morning. We're at 46 degrees.
To the graduating seniors of Riverdale High School, congratulations on your achievement. Your journey is just beginning. Good luck from Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Julie Karen State Farm, WCCU Credit Union, and Wilson Door and Construction.
Young man loses his life. They mark the shoulder with a cross, and his family gathers round on a piece of hallowed ground. Their hearts are heavy with their loss. As the tears fall from their eyes, sympathize. God only cries for the living, 'cause it's a living that are left to carry on. And all the angels up in heaven, they're not grieving 'cause they faces, 'cause they're in a better place than they've ever known. God only cries for the living, 'cause it's the living that are so far from home. It still makes me sad when I think of my granddad. I miss him each and every day, but I know the time will come when my own grandson will wonder why I went away. Maybe we're not meant to understand till we meet up in the promised land. God only cries for the living, 'cause it's the living that are left to carry on. And all the angels up in heaven, they're not breathing, 'cause they're gone.
Diamond Rio on WRCO and God Only Cries. It is 46 degrees. Good morning, friends. Nice fresh morning to go take a walk or a stroll or just sit out there and get a little fresh air today. It's going to be nice and a high near 70 a little bit later on today. Things green and growing. Our garden is doing all right. We had some of it in, but planted all the rest officially over Memorial Weekend. And I finally got the Mighty Fortress fence finished this year. So the little rabbits and little four-legged creatures can't get in there. And the mama deer can't come in there either. I don't think, anyway. I've not noticed any. You know, a year or so ago, maybe it was a couple of years ago, I got it all finished, and then it was about dusk, and I looked out the window, and there was a rabbit inside. Like, how did you do that? You know, but I guess it wasn't too hard to crack the code. That
roof.
What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof.
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof.
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof.
Don't let your logic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to basketball. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
We are Ithaca, sources of strength.
My name is Savannah Reese, and I'm a 7th grader at Ithaca Middle School. In Sources of Strength, our mission is to ensure that during the rough times, no one gets so overwhelmed or helpless that they want to give up. Our mission is to spread hope, help, and strength into every corner of our community. Our mission is to help students and staff into their strengths and their supports that are all around. We are connectors to help and strength.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville.
This is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you tired of dealing with frequent headaches, neck pain, or vertigo? Is having wrist pain, carpal tunnel issues, or shoulder pain slowing you down? Do you get up in the morning already having lower back pain, sciatica, hip or knee pain? Our experienced doctors provide personalized, drug-free options to help achieve your optimal health in a friendly, welcoming environment. We also offer federal exams for CDL drivers. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, and start your journey to a healthier, happier you.
WRCO reminding you that a smelt feed to benefit the Living Hope Mennonite School will be held Friday from 4 until 8 at the Credible Memorial Building in Muscadet. Enjoy fresh fried smelt, hush puppies, potato salad, baked beans, dinner roll, and dessert. A free will offering will be accepted. Some notes on the coming days and the weekend as well. St. John's Walk with Grace team will be having a brat hot dog stand Saturday, June 1st from 10 until 1:30 at Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center. It is hard for me to believe that Saturday is the 1st of June. My goodness. 46 at WRCO Studios. This is Bailey Zimmerman.
I didn't want to see, they brought back memories. You look happy, I guess, got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours.
Fit just right, and the radio. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pine, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, oh. But I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and old mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live,
what you drive or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. And stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. See the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and no mother's love.
Zach Brown Band on WRCO, and a little bit of chicken fried today. Well, we head on toward our news, weather, and sports update today, and a check of all baseball and softball last night. Spring sports starting to wind down, and WIAA State Track and Field this weekend in lacrosse. An exciting time, that's for sure, for athletes and parents and fans and the coaches and everybody involved. And as I always say with spring sports, you finally get some nice weather, and then the season ends. That's the way it kind of goes. Coming up here on WRCO, our next update.
Corin Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Corin Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Oak Woodford Farm has a rich history. It was started in the early 1900s by Albert Lewis. The farm sits among the ridges and coulees almost directly east of Richland Center. The soils are fertile and the topography allows cold air to drain from the ridges where trees are planted. Oak Woodford Farm looks forward to serving you with the best quality apples, grapes, cranberries, jellies, jams, bakery goodies, and gifts again this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oak Woodford Farm.
Oak Woodford Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oak Woodford Farms, that's the one for family fun.
We are Ithaca, sources of strength.
My name is Savannah Scott, and I am a 7th grade student at Ithaca Middle School. To me, sources of strength means to help others and make them feel loved and wanted. My sources of strength are family and friends and physical health.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. News time is 6:30, and it is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer, with quality paint and expert advice, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, the friendly feed store. Sunny today, a high near 70. Mainly clear and cool tonight, a low of 44. And Thursday, blue sunny skies and comfortable conditions with a high of 73. In Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 53, it is 46 degrees.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. In the Elijah Vu case, a Manitowoc County judge is allowing the attorney for 31-year-old Katrina Bauer more time before her next court hearing. On Tuesday afternoon, Judge Robert DeWayne set a new status date for the June 20th date at 1:15 at Manitowoc County Courthouse via Zoom. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LeBray announced during Bauer's last hearing near the end of April that she has a lot of evidence she wants to use against Bauer if her case goes to trial. But attorney Ann Larson says she needs more time to look over it. Bauer is the mother of 3-year-old Elijah Vu, who is still missing after more than 3 months. The Amber Alert for him is still active, and a $40,000 reward for his return or information leading to an arrest and conviction of someone in his disappearance is still available. A second recall effort against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss takes another step forward. WisPolitics reported that recall organizers turned in more than 9,000 signatures to the Wisconsin Elections Commission on Tuesday and indicated confidence they have the necessary 6,850 valid names to trigger a recall against the Assembly Speaker. Now that their signatures have been submitted, Voss has until June 7th to file a challenge. If he takes the full window to do that, recall organizers would then have until June 12th to file a rebuttal, with Voss's response due 2 days later. The Elections Commission would then have until late June to rule on the sufficiency of the recall petitions. Barring a legal challenge, that timeline would put a recall primary in early August and recall election coming up in early September. Wisconsin is number one in Drug Takeback Day. The Wisconsin Department of Justice announced an update. Wisconsin rated number one in the nation for the most prescription medications collected during the spring 2024 Drug Takeback, a correction to U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration data showing Wisconsin collected 55,122 pounds. DOJ previously reported Wisconsin rated number two in the nation. Wisconsin has collected more than 1,250,000 pounds of unwanted medications since Drug Takeback Day began in 2010, rating third overall for the most medications collected since the start of the effort. Richland County has a new emergency services director. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved the hiring of Michael Jessup at last night's board meeting. The county is a step closer to completing its tower project, a contract for tower site to replace its current radio tower system, which will require tower demolition, manufacture, and erection, as well as shelter construction, fencing, electrical, LP fuel tank, and generator services for the tower sites in an amount not to exceed $3,300,000 was approved. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved to enter into a contract with Finnish Excavating Incorporated of East Dubuque, Illinois. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved to pay its contribution for the cost of town highway bridge construction. Wisconsin statutes require counties in Wisconsin to pay approximately 50% of the cost of construction or repair of any culvert or bridge on a town highway or village street when so requested by the town or village board. The Public Works Standing Committee received requests from the towns of Henrietta in the amount of $15,388. Also approved for the highway department was the purchase of 4 plow truck body builds totaling $748,405. It was noted that this was budgeted for the 2024 budget. When real estate taxes on a parcel go unpaid, the county issues a tax certificate, which is a lien on the real estate. And if a tax certificate remains unpaid for 11 years, Wisconsin statutes requires the county treasurer to cancel that tax certificate. There are 7 tax certificates, which Richland County Treasurer Jeffrey Even is now required to cancel. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved canceling tax certificates for tax year 2011 in the amount of $243. The board also approved canceling outstanding checks in the amount of $621. A challenge to the 2011 law that stopped most public sector unions from collective bargaining got a hearing in Dane County Court on Tuesday. Attorneys for the Republican legislature argue that exempting police and fire unions from Act 10 is a matter of public safety to prevent police strikes. Attorneys for a teachers group challenging Act 10 say its Republican authors wanted to punish unions that campaigned against then-Governor Scott Walker. It is likely the lawsuit will eventually make its way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, where liberal justices hold a 5-3 majority. Families with children 18 and younger in the Richland School District are eligible to receive summer meals. Children do not need to be Richland School District students, but must be district residents or open enrolled into the district. Meal pickups will be once per week, Thursdays from 11 until 4, except Wednesday, July 3rd, due to the holiday. To receive meals by the first distribution date, you must pre-register by this Friday. Register for free breakfast and lunch for your children via the form posted on the district's website. And this weekend will be the beginning of dairy breakfast season. The events are sponsored by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. The Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be hosted by the Putz family at Level Acres Dairy Farm on West Clyde Street in Avoca. Crawford County's Dairy Breakfast will be in Gaze Mills at the Crawford County Fairgrounds on Saturday as well, where the finalists for the next Allison Dairyland will be announced. And Monroe County's 43rd Annual Dairy Breakfast will be at the Witt Farm in Wilton on Saturday. You can see a full list of Dairy Breakfasts statewide this month at wisconsindairy.org.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Today's forecast calls for a high near 70 with north winds at 3 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear and cool tonight, a low of 44. And Thursday, blue sunny skies and comfortable conditions, a high of 73. Right now in Richland Center, after yesterday, some rain, but not as much here as some areas. We did pick up 0.2 inches. We hit a high of 64 yesterday, and the midnight reading had dropped to the 50s. We were at 53. We are currently down from that with some nice, healthy sunshine, and it's 46 degrees.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, and the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look back at games that were played, games that were not yesterday in local sports, and the Brewers suffered a loss in an extra inning last night.
Unmanaged mental illnesses such as depression, anxiety, and PTSD can contribute to health problems such as high blood pressure, stroke, diabetes, and drug addiction. While maintaining mental health can be daunting, there is hope and help available. If you are struggling, remember that you are not alone. Reach out to your support network or primary care provider or call 1-800-662-HELP to be connected to informational and treatment referral services. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're here to help you stay on top of your health.
Yesterday in WIAA sectional semifinal softball, Hillsboro ended the year for Ithaca. 6-1 the final score. Jalen Bloor was the winning pitcher. Olivia Young suffered the loss, giving him 5 hits. Top hitters Olivia Young, 2-for-3 for Ithaca yesterday. Hillsboro will play Thursday at New Lisbon in the sectional final game. And their opponent will be Assumption, which picked up a 9-1 win over Pepinalma last night. Barneveld, a 9-3 victor against Judah Albany as they move on in the tournament. Cuba City advanced after a 2-0 victory against Fenimore in Division 4 and in Division 3 last night. Adams Friendship ended the year for River Valley with a 5-2 victory. They'll play Broadhead, which knocked off Poinette 3-1 in the next round. West Salem advanced after a 4-0 victory against Portage and Mount Horeb 20-3 over Wisconsin Dells. WIAA tournament baseball last night. Riverdale passed the first test of the tournament with a 5-1 win over visiting Iowa Grand. The game was moved to 6 o'clock because of wet grounds. The Panthers took an early 1-0 lead. Andre Tainer laced a 2-out, 2-strike single that scored 2 runs, and Logan Cagle followed with an RBI single. Talon Childs had an RBI as well to make it 4-1 Riverdale. Logan Cagle had another RBI in the 5th for an insurance run. As it turned out, he wouldn't need that. He pitched well in the game, and the defense backed him up. 7 strikeouts and 2 walks as Riverdale improved to 13-10 with the 5-1 victory. Elsewhere yesterday in baseball in Division 4, it was cashed in ending the year for Ithaca. The defending state champions in Division 4 fell in their first game in the tournament. Cashed in with a 8-hit night, 7 runs. Ithaca with 4 runs and also 9 hits and 4 errors on the night. The cashed in Eagles now will move on to play in the next round against DeSoto, which ended the year for Weston last night. Weston also made a run in the tournament last year, getting to the sectional semifinal, but their loss last night in the second round. Isaac Jennings took the loss, throwing a complete game, allowing 2 earned runs and 12 hits last night. Only 4 hits for the Silver Eagles on the evening last night as DeSoto advanced, and they will be doing battle against Cashton, as mentioned, in the next round of the tournament later today. Seneca 11-2 over Waseca Steuben, and Royal shut out Brookwood 6-0 in Division 4 action. Barneveld 7-1 over Highland, and River Ridge 4-2 over Belmont. In Division 3, Aquinas 5-2 over Fenimore, Prairie du Chien 7-3 over Westby. Mineral Point 5-3 winners against Darlington. Their next opponent either Cuba City over Roqua. That game was rained out last night, and it will be played today at 5 o'clock. In Division 2, it was Richland Center getting rained out. The game initially pushed to 7 o'clock, and it still didn't give them enough time. So Richland Center plays at Mount Horeb this afternoon at 5 o'clock. The winner of that game will face number 1 seed Reedsburg, which edged Sauk Prairie last night 1-0 in 9 innings. Lodi 11-2 over Mauston, and Edgewood a winner against Platteville 20-0 in 5 innings. Church League softball went on last night after a week off. St. Mary's got the win over the Mission 11-8. Free Methodist edged Baptist Temple 5-4. It was Church of the Nazarene handing Bethel Lutheran 18-2 loss, and Richland Baptist Temple Team 2 down Boscobel Assembly of God 12-8. The Cubs put an end to a classic pitcher's duel by scoring 5 times in the 10th to claim a 6-3 victory. Cubs rookie pitcher Ben Brown pitched hitless baseball through 7 innings. Willie Adames thought he'd tie the game with a homer, but was robbed by a circus catch pulled off by Cody Bellinger. Adames came right back to tie the score 1-1 with a single in the 9th. Chicago blew the contest wide open in the extra inning last night. Some good pitching, and Freddie Peralta certainly did his job. This is manager Pat Murphy.
He pitched like a number one tonight. Really toughed it out at the end. Got that last out in the 7th. I didn't want him to go over 100 pitches, but that's just such a silly number. You know, it's just one different than 99, but it seems so different. And then he had the long at bat before, but it was his game, you know, and I want him to give that opportunity. And so he had to throw 5 or 6 more than I was anticipating. But yeah, he was great.
Bryce Wilson starts tonight's 3rd game of the 4-game series for the Brewers. Karl-Anthony Towns scored 20 of his 25 in the second half, and the Minnesota Timberwolves held off the Dallas Mavericks 105-100 to avoid a sweep in the Western Conference NBA Finals. And that is sports. I'm Phil Nee.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
I'm setting fancy free because she wants to go. She's tired of loving me. She told me so. I guess she don't know just how much she means to me. But along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free. Yes, I'm setting fancy free. Even though I love her still, she'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Even though that girl, she's the best part of my world. Along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free. Oh Lord, you just don't know how it hurts to say goodbye. She did her best to stay. I can't say she did not try. I just hope the road she takes leads back to me. So along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free. Yes, I'm setting fancy free. Even though I love her still, she'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Even though that girl, she's the best part of my world. Along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free. Yes, I'm setting fancy free. Even though I love her still, she'd be no good to me if I held her.
Graduating class of Hillsboro, may your graduation be the beginning of a lifetime filled with success, happiness, and fulfillment. Congratulations! Robin's Nest, Country Gifts and Flowers, WCCU, Julie Cairns State Farm, Bailey Paint and Decorating, and Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations.
Most of the time,
Holly Dunn, only what I love. It's now 7 before the hour of 7 o'clock. Today is May 29th, the 150th day of 2024. Where does the time go? Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
The Richland Cattle Center extends its gratitude to their valued sellers and buyers for their unwavering support. Join them this morning at 11:30, featuring an impressive run of fresh cows, two-year-old breadback, springing cows, first calf heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby heifer and bull calves. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to enhance your herd with high-quality cattle. We'll see you at the Richland Cattle Center auction this morning at 11:30.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
It's that time of year again. Join the Richland County Farm Women for the 43rd Annual Dairy Breakfast, Sunday, June 9th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm, 25560 Huffman Lane, Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious dairy meal for just $5 per person. The all-you-can-eat menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, cottage cheese, cheese curds, yogurt, string cheese, sliced cheeses, ice cream, coffee, and milk, both chocolate and white. Serving is from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parking available in the hayfield or catch a ride from Ithaca High School. Solid ground handicap parking is also available on the farm. The Richland County Farm Women hope to serve you Sunday, June 9th, and remind you to serve your family dairy every day. For more details, visit their website or Facebook. See you at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th. Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Some special things to celebrate today, including the chance to learn about Composting Day. May 29th is also the day for International United Nations Peacekeepers, and it's National Biscuit Day. So there you go. Get your biscuits ready for Biscuits Day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the things. I mentioned that before. I never had biscuits and gravy growing up. And when June and I started dating, she's like talking about biscuits and gravy. What are you talking about? So, that was not a knee family tradition. It must not have been an Irish thing or something, but I like them now.
That's right.
Hey, Hank, make us some biscuits and gravy, would you?
Got an aisle with a mess I gotta clean up. I know you'll be showing up with bleach. All those names that we don't ever speak of. Got a couple nights that have slipped my mind. Proof and photographs have been deleted. If you ever need it. It's dirt on you, it's dirt on me. We both know I
secrets by the dozen. You know where my skeletons sleep. Hypothetically, if you ever kill your husband, hand on the Bible, I'd be lying through my teeth.
Kelsey Ballerini on WRCO FM 100.9. Good morning, sunny and 48 degrees at 7 o'clock.